Welcome back to NewsWorks Tonight. I'm Dave Heller. Crime was not a major concern in last week's midterm elections. Let's see where the issue ranks in the minds of Americans with Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup poll. Hi, Frank.
Hello, Dave.
And I suppose we should split between violent and nonviolent crime.
Now, that's right. We have, over the years, asked Americans a lot of questions about crime, kind of an inventory of crime, and all of it was personal or property, like being mugged, having your car stolen, having your car broken into, having your house broken into. But we've recently added cyber crimes, which would be having your credit card information at a retailer stolen or having your smartphone or your computer hacked. And this year, when we added those in, guess what came to the top of the list? It's the latter, cyber crimes. 69% of Americans said that they're worried about credit card information being stolen, and another 62% their smartphone or computer being hacked. And that's way above other crimes. The highest kind of old-fashioned crime on the list about what people worried about is having their home burglarized, and that's 45%.
And for those looking to protect their home and loved ones, to what extent do Americans feel that having a gun in place is a proper deterrent?
That's an interesting question because there's been a debate. Some people say having a gun in the home actually makes it more dangerous because when you get mad in an argument, it's there to pick up. Kids can pick it up, a lot of things along those lines. Other people say, oh, no. It makes my house safer. So we started back in 2000 saying, do you think having a gun in the house makes it a safer place to be or a more dangerous place to be? And 14 years ago, we had a slight tilt towards Americans saying it makes it more dangerous. And then we didn't ask the question over the last 8 years or so. We just re-asked it, and it's come back strongly in terms of a safer place to be. 63% of Americans, this is a real key, Dave, over 6 in 10 Americans say having a gun in the home makes it safer rather than more dangerous.
Has that number changed over time?
Indeed. It used to be less than 50% said it's safer. More people said it made it more dangerous. But we've clearly over the last 8 years, and again, we didn't ask the question over the last 8 years, so we don't know when this change occurred. But when we just ask it this year, we now have Americans clearly saying a gun makes your home safer.
So with that, do we know what percentage of homeowners have a gun in their house? And separately, what percentage of Americans own guns?
Yeah, we've asked it both ways. Is there a gun in the home? About 4 in 10 Americans say yes. Now, that could be, say, an old shotgun that's in the garage or something that was handed down that's not really used. And then we also said, do you personally own a gun? And 30% of American adults tell us that they personally own a gun. Much higher in rural areas than in urban areas, clearly higher in the South than it is in our region in the East or elsewhere, but all in all, a little less than a third of Americans tell us that they have a gun that they personally own.
And I presume attitudes around gun control also vary with different demographics.
Oh, indeed, they vary. One key is that we haven't seen a lot of material change in recent years, despite all of the shootings and the tragic events that we continually hear about, unfortunately, in the news. About 47% of Americans now say that gun laws should be made stricter. That's down. That used to be up in the 60% a decade or two ago. It's come down. It goes up and down a little. Right after Newtown, we saw a bump up in the desire for stricter gun laws, but that's now settled back down again. And that's a big, big difference by ideology, as is so true with so much in our attitudinal world today. Republicans much more less in favor, I should say, of stricter gun laws. Conservatives less in favor of stricter gun laws. Liberals and Democrats are clearly much more likely to say yes to the idea that we need stricter gun laws.
Frank, as we've noted, tomorrow marks the second enrollment period for the health marketplaces established by the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare. Though, to what extent has that message gotten out to those who are uninsured?
Not a lot. The Kaiser Family Foundation poll, which clearly upstates these attitudes on a monthly basis, recently asked those questions. They found that 9 in 10 of the uninsured reported they did not know when the new enrollment period was, and 2/3 of the uninsured said that they knew nothing or only a little about what went on with the marketplaces. So clearly we don't have a huge level of information on the part of the uninsured, and that's important because although the uninsured rate clearly has come down after the first enrollment period, we've still got 13-14% of American adults who are uninsured, and the proponents of the ACA are hoping that that number can come down even further in this second enrollment period.
Has the support for the Affordable Care Act at large changed much over time?
Not over the last year. There have been some ups and downs over time, like around the Obama election in 2012, support was higher. But over the last year, our poll and other polls really don't show much change at all. It's still underwater. We still have more Americans who say they have an unfavorable opinion of the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, than have a favorable opinion.
Thanks, Frank.
You bet, Dave.
Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup Poll. He joins us each week at this time on Newsworks Tonight.